From KETR News, this is Tomorrow's Water Today, a weekly look at issues affecting the present and future water resources of Northeast Texas. I'm Mark Haslett. Zebra mussels. They're an invasive species. They originally came to the United States from Europe in boats doing business in the Great Lakes region. They found their way into inland bodies of water in the central United States and have been making their way south. They're now in Texas. With the exception of a couple of isolated occurrences in Lake Levan, zebra mussels have not been identified east of U.S. Highway 75 yet, but the waters of northeast Texas are menaced by the threat of these creatures. They've already been identified in Lake Texoma, Lake Ray Roberts, and now Lake Louisville. We'll have more on why these creatures are a problem in a moment, but first, here's some news for boaters in northeast Texas. There are some new rules regarding precautions that boaters must take in Texas lakes in order to prevent the spread of zebra mussels. These used to be optional best practices. Now, they're Texas Park and Wildlife regulations, set to go into effect soon. KETR spoke with Ken Kurzowski. He's an Inland Fisheries Regulations Coordinator with the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department.
The rules that were approved by the commission in November, which will go into effect sometime in December, require that any boaters, anglers, just recreational boaters, if you're coming off of any of the public waters within those 17 named counties, you have to drain all the water out of your bilges, live wells, any portable containers that would have taken on water from the lake. You would have to drain all those before leaving the lake, and also you wouldn't be able to approach a lake with having any of those receptacles.
The adult zebra mussel is about an inch long. It has a brown shell that, as you might guess, is striped. The problem with the zebra mussel is that it has a microscopic life stage, so you can't tell if zebra mussels are in water simply by looking at it. They can live in or on your boat or other equipment for up to a week.
You're looking at something in the neighborhood of 5-6 days that they could possibly live in there. If you go out on our website, there's some rules about clean, drain, dry, and it'll go into some of those things a little bit more detail, the various life stages, how long they can live. They have the ability to, they have what's called these little Bissell threads where they can attach to things, kind of like a barnacle. If you have your boat, in a boat slip for a length of time, they can get onto the boat, get in, little crevices around your motor or anything like that, and they can attach to them. That's one of the things that makes them bad. When they've got into lakes, they'll just cover up any hard object. Buoys will sink, things like that. Water intakes, that's a real problem with any water being taken through pipes. They'll just fill up in the pipes and cause a lot of problems with that. They'll encrust motors, get into cooling system for boats, cause problems there. And then the other big factor ecologically, they feed low on the food chain. They can take algae out of the water, and they can build up tremendous numbers. So basically what they're doing is taking a lot of nutrients that could go into native organisms that form the food chain for all our native fishes up to the game fishes that people like to catch.
A North Texas utility had to stop using Lake Texoma as a source because of the mussels. To make up for the loss of that source, they're now planning to take water out of Lake Fork. You can find links to more information about the zebra mussel problem in Texas at our website, ketr.org.